when you found out that LaFleur was coming here to be the OC. What do you remember learning from those film sessions, and how may have helped you coming into this year?
That was a long time ago. I don't really remember, but I've got a lot of respect for what Matt does, and big fan of his, and did learn a little bit, I guess, about what they did offensively there, and just get to see some of his mechanical stuff was good.
Jared, the preparation for a playoff game, obviously your first one, is it different at this point? It's Tuesday, the game's Saturday. Is there an anxiety level, a nervousness of going forward with a game like this?
It's exactly the same, aside from it being a day earlier, I think. The way we set up our schedule, today was a Wednesday for us, and operated the way we would on a regular Wednesday. It's the exact same. We're going to take the exact same approach we took in the first 16 games, and hopefully go in there and play well.
Does that kind of keep you more grounded, do you think, by taking that same approach going into this game?
I think so. I think, we've been successful up to this point doing what we do weekly. Why change it? And so this week's no different.
Jared, Josh Peter with USA Today. Can you talk about your relationship with Case last season and if it's had any impact on your performance to this point and having gotten to this point?
Yeah, I learned a lot from Case, just about, how to work, how to handle yourself daily, different daily things throughout the building, and, different ways to watch film, different little intricacies like that that you don't really know as a rookie that he knew as a veteran guy, and we're able to kind of, gain some of that information from him. But, he's been a great friend to me and a great mentor through that last year, and a guy that I root for, and a guy that, I learned a little bit from for sure.
Have you stayed in contact?
Yeah.
How often do you talk?
I don't know.
Jared, a lot of people have talked, or will continue to talk, I guess, about kind of the general lack of playoff experience on this team. Do you think that stuff tends to be a little overstated sometimes, or do you think that's kind of a real thing that maybe you guys need to overcome in this situation?
I think more than anything, it's a big game. I think that's what it boils down to, and I think we do have experience in that stuff. In that, we played a big game in Seattle a couple weeks ago. We played a big game 2 weeks ago against Tennessee. We played a big game against the Eagles. We played a big game against Minnesota, against New Orleans. We got a bunch of, big games against top teams this year, and so I think that experience will translate, mostly to this game.
What do you think you guys gained from that, playing all those tough games in a row, especially in the latter half of your season?
I think just experience in some of those atmospheres. I know we won't have the, to deal with the crowd noise at home this week, but just experience in some of those, when everything's, a little bit more heightened, every play is a little bit more meaning to it. Just having that experience and understanding it's still the same game, it's still the same as every week throughout the season, but, there is a little bit more of a heightened meaning to each play, I think.
Jared, were there any playoff games when you were growing up that stand out in your mind that you remember involving, whoever, the 49ers, Packers, or anyone maybe you grew up watching that sticks out in your mind?
One of my favorites of all time is San Francisco versus New Orleans when Vernon Davis had that catch. I was probably 17, maybe. That's probably the one I remember the most. When Alex Smith had, I think, the naked left, and he scored from about 20 out. You guys remember that one? That's probably the when I was, growing up a Niner fan. Sticks in my memory.
Jared, what do you see from the Falcons' defense on film? I know in the second half they've really sort of stepped it up. Not a lot of turnovers, but they seem to be very solid.
Really good up front. Really, really, really good pass rush, as they have been the last couple of years. And adding Tack McKinley only heightens that as well. And then at the linebacker spot, I think they're very athletic. Very athletic with Deion Jones and 59 there. Extremely athletic, can cover, can tackle well, and in the back half they're really good as well. All four of them. Keanu does a good job playing down in the box, making a lot of run play stops, and does a good job in coverage. All of them do. Really good job.
I was going to follow up on that. You got really well acquainted with Vic Beasley Jr. last year. Do you look at film from last year? I know the offensive line for you is different, but do you look at that and see where things happen and maybe apply it for this game at all?
No.
Jared, where do you think it comes from, that the fact that this team has every week kind of been consistent in its preparation as the games have gotten bigger, maybe as your guys' confidence has grown? You guys have been able to have that even-keeled approach.
I think it comes from the top down. I think, the way that Sean handles himself weekly and the way that he is the same every week, and he you know, operates the same every week in the same rhythm and routine, and that trickles down throughout the whole team. And I think we feel the same way and try to operate the same way and have confidence in each other like he has confidence in us. And like I think it starts with him and ultimately spreads throughout the team.
Jared, the Falcons defense, obviously Dan Quinn, come from that Seattle coaching tree, and you guys have faced some defenses that look kind of like that. Does that kind of help you in the preparation for this week?
Yeah, I think so. I think we counted, if you count the Chargers preseason game, it's, you know, 7 times we've played a similar scheme to this. And with that being said, they're all different. They all, you know, they're similar principles, but they all are different. So the Falcons are much different than, you know, previous teams we've played in the scheme and do their own little wrinkles to it. So, yeah, it does help, but at the same time, you're prepping for a completely different team as well.
You talked about this being, you know, just another game, treated the same. Were you always like that? I mean, even like your first high school playoff game or anything like that, were you ever nervous?
I'll be nervous. I mean, I of course, yeah, you always get nervous, but I think it's more excitement and more anxiety, and you want to get out there than true nervousness. And, you know, you may have that little pit in your stomach at the beginning of the game, but it's no different than any other game for me, honestly. I feel that same way every week, and going to approach this one the same way.
Jared, it's the first time in almost 40 years that the Coliseum's hosted a Rams home playoff game, you being the quarterback to bring them there. Have you given any thought or had any response from the community so far or allowed yourself to think about that accomplishment?
No, not really. It's definitely a cool thing after, you know, football's been gone from here for so long, and we come back in year two and are able to bring a playoff game to the Coliseum. It's very cool. But, no, we want to go out there and operate the same way we would weekly, and makes no difference that we're in the playoffs now. Like I said, it is, you know, definitely a little bit more meaning to it, but, you know, we want to treat it the same.